Morning, boys. I imagine this one's more for the boys because this one's a bit more lighthearted. But I wanted to talk to you about my recent addiction and battling away the demons that is League of Legends. Like I said, it's a bit lighthearted, but it's one of those games that the biggest meme about the game is like quitting or how much of a grasp it has on your life. Or, man, I'm trying to quit. Like, it's the craziest addiction because, like, no one likes the game, but we get stuck playing it for so long. Those of you that don't know me, I'm Jimmy. We have these conversations every morning. They're usually about self-help or self-improvement or wanting to do better and that kind of stuff. And I guess video games are the antithesis of wanting to do better. But I'll take it back a step because I think that in moderation, everything's fine. Like, for your friends playing League of Legends, get on that Discord call, have a good night, have a laugh with them, remain social. Because when you're on these self-improvement grinds, it's easy to get caught up on the, oh, we can't play them because then what do we fucking do? Like, don't be a fucking idiot. If you just don't play a video game, you're going to replace it with doing something else stupid at nighttime. Like, at 1 in the morning, there's nothing better you can be doing, except for sleeping, which I'd say you should probably sleep in, as opposed to playing League of Legends at 1 in the morning. But it's just one of those games that I just don't understand how it can be so fucking addictive. I've been playing it for so fucking long. I'm pretty good at it. Jungle main, for those of you that want to know. Hit Emerald in jungle, so pretty fucking good world come at me. So I started playing 3 or 4, 5 years ago, and the instant aura was just the appeal of how much you had to learn to get into it. And then you can build, and the appeal is that it's almost like a comfort thing. Every game is identical because you just 5v5 attack, you got to get to the Nexus, but everything's different. Like, that's why it's so good. I think that's why, like, Call of Duty Search and Destroy was the best game mode. Don't at me. Like, every single thing is the exact same, but it's cooler, right? So I haven't played now for about 2 weeks. Look at me go. And it's something I'm consciously making an effort of, like, not playing unless friends are on and then I can just jump on with them. But I'm someone that used to, in my early 20s, like, get on at 8 a.m. and finish at nighttime playing fucking League of Legends the whole fucking day. What a lunatic. And I'm sure many of you that watch this video are like that. Like, imagine the time that you could... Oh, I'm going to have a look at my League Wasted, and I'll try and put that on the screen now. There's a website called Wasted LOL, and it shows you your hours you played and how many, like, books you could have read and all that kind of stuff. It's quite fascinating. But yeah, I've stopped playing for a while, and it's quite fascinating because there's no, like, need or want to play it when you're not playing it. But then if you've got, like, 5 minutes or so on the computer, you just end up playing it. And it's amazing how quickly, like, the chinging of the gold and, like, the dopamine hits you so incredibly. Everything's so satisfying. It's one of those games where I guess it's so slow and slow methodical and so built up that when you finally do something that's, like, clip-worthy, it's incredible. Like, there's no fucking better feeling in a video game than, like, smashing a Fireman Malphite ult or, I don't fucking know, a Kha'Zix one-shot or something like that. So it's almost like gambling. And it's probably the most cringe-worthy addiction. It's the only addiction you can't openly talk about in public and people take it seriously. But, like, the addiction that video games have over us, and specifically, like, League of Legends, that's been the single reiteration of the game for fucking 15 years, there's been no change to it, but it's still got the same people playing for all that time. Like, that's fucking crazy, honestly. But, yeah, like, as long as you're playing in moderation, I don't think it's a big deal, really. Those that can do that, I'm not someone that can. If I get on once, I'll fucking abuse everyone in all chat. I'll fucking go off my rocket, couple weeks ban, playing ranked, obviously, so you're trying to get your LP, and you get addicted to that ranking system that is LP, and that's some of the craziest shit that happens in video games. No matter what video game I play now, I need something that gives me, like, LP, and then I can work to achieve better. Because if you're not playing for that, well, then it doesn't make people care about it. And then if no one's caring about it, why do you care about it? So I can't play casual games. I don't know if that's a competitive streak. That might be something out of video games. But I can't do anything just for the sake of doing it. That's personally me. I can't play Call of Duty because you get over it. Like, you're just playing for those 10 minutes. You stop and you play for another 10 minutes. There's no ranking system. Whereas, like, Rainbow Six Siege or some other ranked shooters or league, you're working to be better. You're trying to beat someone for more LP. So that's, I guess, why I like the game so much. I'm supposed to be talking about why I don't and why I need to quit. So needed to because I play too fucking much. So I can get on, abuse everyone in all chat. I'm that guy. I'm the hyper pinger. I'm pinging everyone. I'm fucking going mental. I'm getting banned left, right, and center. I can't even fucking explain it because I'm not that person in real life. But the second the video games bring it out of me, I'm like, whoa, I am a fucking lunatic. So, yeah, those either do play socially, continue to play socially, that's fine. But I might just give it a break for a bit longer or play socially. I think that's the way to go when you're trying to overcome addiction. And then you just realize that, oh, all your friends aren't, it's not quite fun, so then you don't do it. Maybe stop playing ranked. This is more of a general to myself, so this is a bit more funnier. Lighthearted video, the ones that I usually talk about, self-improvement. So, yeah, for all my Warwick mains out there, let's get it. Play socially. Don't get too addicted. There's no good outcome. I could have read thousands of books. I could have done other stuff. More social, I could have gone out with mates and have a beer instead, but I was playing video games, or I could have done better university-wise, but I was playing video games. I'm going to stop there because this video is getting long, and it's more just like a what the fuck am I doing kind of thing. Peace out. I'll catch you guys tomorrow.